Hey there, explorers. Welcome to Curious Sparks, the show where we dive into the coolest, most exciting topics that you love, like monster trucks and, yeah, even Barbie dolls. Yep, it's all here. So here's how it works. Each episode is like a mini adventure. We uncover fun stories, discover amazing facts, and honestly, just explore together. And, well, I'm your guide on this wild ride. You can call me Max Velocity. But wait, did you know? Curious Sparks is all about you. That's right. Every time you tune in, you're helping me on this journey of discovery. Isn't it cool to think of yourself as part of this adventure? So, ready to ignite that curiosity and dive in? Let's go. No holding back. All right, so let's dive into something that's pretty wild. Natural disasters. You know, the shake, rumble, and spin of Earth that makes things like volcanoes, tornadoes, and earthquakes happen. But why do they happen? And why in the world do some places seem to get all the action? Okay, picture this. Our planet is like a giant puzzle. The surface we walk on is made up of these big pieces called tectonic plates. But, and this is a big but, they're not just sitting still. Nope, they're moving, slowly drifting and bumping into each other. And sometimes, bam, that's when you get an earthquake. Like a sudden jiggle that shakes everything around you. Now take volcanoes. They form when heat and pressure from deep inside the Earth push molten rock, lava, right up to the surface. These hot spots happen a lot in places like the Pacific Ring of Fire. Seriously, it's not just a cool name. This area's got loads of volcanoes because the plates there are colliding and cracking all the time. And tornadoes, whoosh! Those spinning funnels of wind? They're all about the weather. Warm, humid air meets cool, dry air. And when they don't get along, it's like a battle in the skies. Tornado Alley, for instance, in the middle of the U.S.? Perfect storm conditions. Flat land, temperature clashes. It's like a tornado's favorite playground. Okay, quick fun story. So, back at the workshop here in Inventon, I once made a homemade earthquake simulator. It was basically a super wobbly table, and we'd stack buildings made of blocks on top. The goal was to see which would stay standing and which, well, they'd come crashing down. Let's just say my earthquake city needed quite a few rebuilds. But it was so cool seeing how the vibrations worked, even on a tiny scale. The Earth is constantly rumbling, shaking, and spinning, and it's all kinds of fascinating. I mean, in a way, these natural disasters show us just how powerful and alive our planet is. All right, now let's talk about a super important thing, staying safe when these disasters happen. Because, let's face it, as amazing as Earth is, when nature gets wild, it's no joke. So first up, having an emergency kit. This is like your superhero toolkit, okay? It might have some snacks, a flashlight, batteries, water, a first aid kit, all the stuff you might need if you have to stay safe for a while. It's kind of like packing for the world's most unexpected camping trip. And, maybe throw in a few comics or a deck of cards, you know, for fun. And then, you need a plan. Like, a what do we do if this happens plan. Maybe there's an emergency route out of your house if there's an earthquake or a safe spot in your home to wait out a tornado. Practicing with your family can actually be, like, a little adventure. You can even make it fun by pretending you're a team of explorers. Stay calm. Work together. Think teamwork saves the day. Oh, I gotta tell you about this one time here in Inventon. We had this community safety drill, and we turned it into a game. So, picture this. Kids were learning tornado safety by pretending to be leaves blowing in the wind, running to the safest spot. And the earthquake part? Crawling under tables like super sneaky ninjas. Safe? Check. Fun? Double check. And that's the thing. Being prepared doesn't have to be boring. It's all about, you know, knowing what to do without being scared. Like, if you're ready, you kind of feel braver. Like, you've got this. Even if the earth's shaking or the wind's howling, you'll know what to do to keep safe. All right, so we've talked about what makes natural disasters happen and how to stay safe when they do. But you know what's truly amazing? The people who run toward danger to help others. Our rescue heroes and community helpers. These folks, like firefighters, paramedics, emergency response teams, seriously, they're like real-life superheroes. And then there are organizations like FEMA that step in during major disasters to help rebuild and bring communities back together. Oh, I've got to tell you about this story that happened right here in Inventon. So, when a huge tornado swept through the town a few years ago, our local fire chief, Chief Harper, did something incredible. There was this family trapped in their storm cellar, and the entrance was completely blocked by debris. But Chief Harper didn't give up, not for a second. With their team, they dug through all the rubble, working through the night until they got that family out, safe and sound. I mean, How cool is that courage and determination? And it's not just the big stuff. It's the everyday heroes, too. Neighbors helping neighbors. Teachers keeping kids calm during a storm. Even you can totally be a helper in your community. Sometimes it's the smallest things, like checking on a friend or keeping your emergency kit ready, that makes a big difference. So next time you see a firefighter, a paramedic, or even someone volunteering at a shelter, give them a big thank you. These are the people who remind us that, even when nature gets a little too wild, teamwork and bravery can make all the difference. And that's all for today, my adventurous friends. Remember, curiosity might lead you to explore the wonders of our world, but being prepared and thankful, well, that makes you a hero in your own little way. Stay curious, stay safe, and I'll catch you next time on Curious Sparks.